And we're starting at the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Bet with Gufa. Right? So we saw a moment ago, we saw yesterday, right? He said, "At a time of derav the kasav ain ma voi nita belechi bekora adchi yubati mechadro p'tuchim letocho." The whole idea was, and remember, I got a little bit stuck yesterday at the end of that, was that what he was saying was that if you've got four or five chatzerot that all open into a mavoi, and then they make, and those chatzerot also all have doors going one to the other, gates one to the other, and they all make an eruv between them. So essentially, we've combined all five chatzerot into one chatzer, remember? And then that one big chatzer now is opened up onto the mavoi. And Rav said that's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because Rav says that you can't have a mavoi until you've got a din of mavoi, which allows you to matir the carrying around in the mavoi with a lechi or a korah, until you've got two chatzerot opening up into the mavoi. So if you join all these five chatzerot into one eruv, you haven't got two chatzerot, you've got one chatzer. So therefore, we saw that you had to have a situation, and that was why we said yesterday that Rav doesn't have in the Mishnah the version of zo p'tucha lezo. Remember? That they aren't open one to the other. That's where we left off yesterday. And the Gemara now brings out that mama. So Gufa, I'm a Rav. And this is what Rav says. Ein mavoi nita belechi v'kora ad sheyu batim v'chadro p'tuchim letocho. Okay, so that is what he says. Look at Rashi there, at the top there. Actually, we'll go through very, very quickly what we just said. One big chatzer. Rav doesn't hold of this. Rav will say that you, if a father and a son live in one chatzer, let's say they've got two houses, and they've got a chatzer, common chatzer, and that chatzer opens up into a mavoi, the father and the son can't matir the mavoi with a lechi and a korah. A lechi or a korah. Look at that. The chol hecha, this is the very first wide lines of the Rashi there. The chol hecha, the lo ba'i le'iruve. He says, because anywhere they don't need an eruv. Now, a father and a son, we learned there, if they're living together in the chatzer, they don't need to make an eruv between them. So in a situation like that, you don't have to make an eruv. Or, inami ba'i le'iruve, you do have to make an eruv. Umatzi le'iruve below shituf mavoi, right? But you're able to make an eruv without it ever shituf. I'm not going to that now, but if the first case is more relevant to us, we understand the first case easier. Lo mishtarehu mavoi belechi v'kora ad shetehe sham chatzer achat she'ein aptucha lechavreta, or shtei shurot shel chatzor echat letzilo v'echat letzilo acher, v'mavoi b'neim she'ein yochlot lerev ela al yedei mavoi. It says that when do you allow to use a mavoi with a korah or a lechi? Only if you have chatzerot that enter into the lechi, where you have to basically make an eruv. So you need to have two chatzerot, either one next to each other, like we know, right, without doors between them, or a chatzer here and a chatzer there with a common mavoi in the middle, so that they can't make an eruv between them. Then a situation like that, a mavoi can be allowed with just a korah or a lechi. Okay, so that is what Rav says. Rav says you have to have two houses, not one house. Now, on that, Shmuel doesn't agree. Shmuel says, no, if I've got one house on this side, and the house enters straight into the mavoi, and a chatzer over here, and the chatzer goes straight into the mavoi, a house and a chatzer are the same. I think Rashi points out that they're two different people. Bait echad v'chatzer echad. Bait below chatzer, a house without a chatzer, and a chatzer shebait acher p'tucha, and a chatzer which another house into it. So my house goes straight into the mavoi, without a chatzer, my front door's on the mavoi, and your house has got a chatzer, and that chatzer into the mavoi. That says Shmuel is good enough. We don't have to have two chatzerot with two houses into each chatzer. But here comes the third opinion. Remember, I said to you that in this stuff, there are five names you have to remember. He has the third name. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu churva, even if it's a churva, right? What does it mean a churva? A churva is where it's not ra'ui ledir, right? Remember that, like it's a dilapidated area, or whatever. It's not ra'ui. No, people don't live in it. Even if there's a mavoi, and on the one side of the mavoi there's a chatzer, on the other side of the mavoi there's a churva. Right? Look at Rashi. Afilu churva mikan v'chatzer mikan te'ein chatzer below bait. You got a chatzer with a house. There's one house in a chatzer into the mavoi, and there's a churva into the mavoi. That's also a mavoi, as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, that you can stick a korah or a lechi there, and you can use the mavoi. So we see Rabbi Yochanan is very, 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 very makil in terms of the din of lechi or korah for being able to enable, that's the right word, to enable the mavoi. Okay. So now we have three machloket. Rav, very machmir. Two houses, two chatzerot. Two houses into a chatzer and two chatzerot, like that. Shmuel, good enough. One house with one chatzer, one house, and just a chatzer. I mean, it's just a house. So a house and a chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan says, even a house and a chatzer and a churva. So now, Rabbi Yosef, a question. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I feel a bishvil shel kramim. Would Rabbi Yochanan say, even if it was a shvil shel? Remember, we saw a picture at the very beginning of the Masechta. We saw an idea there of an eruv. We had like a complicated scenario. We had on the one side, we had a chatzir, and we had a karpaf, and then we had a shvil shel kramim in some houses and went off into the sea. Remember that whole story? So what about a shvil shel kramim? What about just like a vineyard coming into the chatzir? Would that also be good enough for Rabbi Yochanan or dafkar a churva? So Rabbi Yosef says to him, Amalei, lo am Rabbi Yochanan, ela b'churva, only a churva, not a kramim, a shvil shel kramim. Why? The chazal adira. Because at the end of the day, people can live in this churva, even though it's dilapidated and it's run down, whatever. But bottom line, if a poor person needs a place to live, he can go live in the churva. You can't live in a shvil shel kramim. Aval shvil shel kramim, lo chazal adira, lo. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana, va'az de Rabbi Yochanan letaimei. And Rabbi Yochanan, who was very makil over here in terms of the korah and the lechi for the mavoi, was consistent. Ditna, we have a Mishnah. And he quotes a Mishnah over here. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah Shah takes out this Amar Rabbi Shimon, but Echad Gagot, we've seen this before plenty of times. Echad Gagot, v'echad karpafiot, v'echad chatzerot. So now we know that the roofs and the sheds and the guard and the chatzerot, the courtyards, are all one reshut achatain the kalim sheshavtu the tochan. With regards to kalim, which were in the chatzer or in the karpav, on the roof of somebody's house, remember the roofs are all connected, right? Remember we had that gemara where the guy was able to carry all the way from a karpav through the roof and the chatzer. We had that a couple of many days ago, right? They're all one big reshut as far as kalim, which were in the chatzer before Shabbos. Not inside your house. There's a very big difference. If there's kalim in your house, you have to have a sh'eruv chatzerot to take from your house into the chatzer, but it's a combined chatzer. But if there's stuff in the chatzer, you don't need an eruv to carry things up and down in the chatzer because they're in the chatzer. The problem with the reason why it's an eruv chatzerot between my house and the chatzer is my house is my own private property and the chatzer is a partnership. So it's also your property. So for me to carry into your property, I have to have an eruv, correct? But what stuff's in the chatzer, kalim there in the chatzer, that's all of ours, so to speak. So we're running the eruv. So karpaf, gagot, chatzerot are all one reshut as far as kalim are concerned. Velo lekalim sheshavtu betoch habayit, but not for kalim in my house. There we have to have eruv chatzerot. Right? Va'amar. Right? And Rav said like this. Va'amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Right? And what's the idea of halacha k'Rabbi Shimon? Okay, I'm skipping out all that Rashi's. I basically explain that out. Rashi, Alachak Rabbi Shimon, Shachatzerot motziin mizo lezo belo eruv. So now, if I've got my chatzer here, and there's your chatzer next door, and in my chatzer there are 10 guys, and in your chatzer there are 4 guys, and they made eruv, didn't make it, doesn't make a difference. Stuff that's in the chatzer, we just saying a moment ago, according to Rabbi Shimon, is mutar in the chatzer, and your chatzer and my chatzer all one reshut as far as Shabbos is concerned. Close the door, please. Or as far as Shabbos is concerned. So therefore, to carry from my chatzer to your chatzer, stuff that was in the chatzer before Shabbos, not from come out of my house. Rabbi Shimon says, no problem. And Rav says, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon. Right? She ha-chatzerot mo'tzi'in mizor lezor below Eruv. Without Eruv, we can go from chatzer to the chatzer. So yesterday, and it's Erev Shabbos, there were garden chairs in my chatzer. And you now want to use garden chairs, and we haven't got an Eruv. You can go from my chatzer, take my chairs into your chatzer, because they were there Erev Shabbos, without an Eruv whatsoever. Right? Because they're shavtu, they were kone, they're shvita in the chatzer. And my chatzer and your chatzer, halachically, is considered one big reshut for Shabbos, according to Shabbos Shimon. But look here, but that is when...
You say that two different, the things are in two different chatzerot, and there's no Eruv, and you're allowed to carry between them?
According to Rabbi Shimon, because we've got Gagot, Karpiot, and Chatzerot, all one big reshut as far as Shabbos is concerned, anything that was Kone Shvita in the Chatzer, I can't bring it from my house into the Chatzer. But if it was in the Chatzer Erev Shabbos, and was Kone Shvita Erev Shabbos at Beit HaShemashot in the Chatzer, its reshut is the Chatzer. Now your Chatzer, my Chatzer, his Chatzer, my roof, your roof, Gag, Karpi, Fiot, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, is all one big reshut for Shabbos. I don't remember, and I should have looked it up beforehand, but I didn't. There's a daf we learned. I've got a feeling it's round about daf Kaf Bet Kaf Gimel, somewhere around there, but I'm just literally approximating. But we had a case. In fact, it was an Amud Bet at the top. I can remember the Rashi clearly. I'll find it. Blin Neder, I'll find it. Where we had a case where the guy carried through the Rishiyot of the Chatzerot. And remember that whole story? That was the din. That was Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, but now let's see how it's relevant to us, right? In terms of the chatzerot, remember our machloket over here between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is how many chatz. What is the din of a mavoi? Do we have to have two chatzerot with two houses in each, or can we have one chatzer in one house? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we can even have one chatzer in a churva, right? So now we want to study Rabbi Yochanan as day letamer. Rabbi Yochanan guys have got his opinion over here, and we're seeing a machloket here. A mishnah here. Where the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon according to Rav. Now, what is this halacha? Where does this apply? This is very, very important. Vehu shelo irvu. That din only applies if you don't have an eruv chatzerot. If in our chatzer there are five of us, and we made an eruv, now stuff that was left in the chatzer erev Shabbos can't be taken to your chatzer. Okay, you got it? If we never made an Eruv, then all the chatzot in the world are one big reshut. Now, we're not talking about Rosh Rabim in the middle, right? That's something else altogether. You can't carry Rosh Rabim. You can't go from our chatzer to your chatzer through Rosh Rabim. That's a separate halacha altogether. But assume there isn't a Rosh Rabim. And they're all mavoot here, which we haven't got shituf mavoot, we haven't got Eruv chatzerot. Then my chatzer and your chatzer is one big area. But when is that, says Rav? Shelo irvu. That's when you didn't make an eruv. We'll come to the Rashi in a moment. Aval irvu, if you made an eruv, then gazrinan, then we gozer on that. Minadin, it's still okay. The reshut is still one reshut. And you should be able to carry from my chatzir to your chatzir. But then Chazal made a gzeira and said, you can't carry from your chatzir to another chatzir. Because remember, we have an Eruv in Chatzerot, in our Eruv, in our Chatzer. And you guys next door might not have an Eruv in your Chatzer. But you and I, in our different Chatzerot, have not got an Eruv Chatzerot. So we've got an Eruv in my Chatzer now. We aren't going to take from my Chatzer to your Chatzer without an Eruv. Why? Because it's a Gzeira. Dilma atel afukai mane debatim lechatzer. What am I scared of? If we allow you to carry from my chatzer to your chatzer when we have an Eruv, then I might say as follows, I've got an Eruv in my chatzer, so I'm allowed to bring stuff from my house into the chatzer. But the stuff that I bring from my house into the chatzer, I can't take from my chatzer to your chatzer. Because I'm allowed to take my stuff into my chatzer because I have an Eruv chatzerot. But only the stuff that was in the chatzer Erev Shabbos can be taken to your chatzer without an Eruv, because your chatzer and that chatzer are one big reshut. But my house and your chatzer are not the same reshut. Now, if I allow stuff that's in my chatzer to go into your chatzer, I might get confused and think, even if I bring from my house into my chatzer, I can take to your chatzer as well. Clear? Is that clear? Very important. So if we haven't got an Eruv, Rav says, no problem, chatzer, or one big reshut. But if we do have an Eruv chatzerot, then we gozer that we don't allow you to take that in case you get confused and you're not sure. I say you brought out three chairs. There were three chairs in the garden. A fourth guy arrives for lunch. So you bring out the fourth chair now to eat with him in the chatzer. And now suddenly your neighbor, the next door chatzer, says, can I borrow a chair? Now you might end up taking the chair you brought out from your house and give to him, where that isn't allowed to go because of the reshut Erev Shabbos was in your house. That chair was Kone Shvita in your house. The other three chairs were Kone Shvita in the chatzer. So you might make a mistake on that. If you have an Eruv, says Rav, then we are gozer. Okay. So I'd like to know that guy gave the shoe 9.5 minutes, explained this. Probably let me know. All right. The Chanav Yochana. Right. Tilma Atte Lafuke, Marimi Batin Chate. Ushmuel Amar, that's Rav. Ushmuel Amar, Bain Irvu, Uvain Lo Irvu. Shmuel says it makes no difference. Eruv, no Eruv, the din applies. Chatzerot to all one big reshut, and you can take the stuff out. There's no limit. V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, Halacha Rabbi Shimon, bein irvu, uvein lo irvu. So we see Rabbi Yochanan here agrees with Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan passes halacha to Rabbi Shimon, according to Shmuel, without the chumra of Rav. So now, look at Rashi very, very quickly, before we move on. Ushilo irvu benachatzo kolachat la'atzva va'asuloti. Okay, you know Rashi. But I said that Rashi had that. This is look at the one written. Leikel lemigzar imifkat kenshavtu. Okay, Rashi, what I said. I said the Rashi. Everything I said there was mamash word for Rashi. Diumat lafuke bani debatim shebachatzis lechatzachet. Okay, now so now comes Rabbi Yochanan. So now in that sugya over there, remember our sugya is talking about two chatzerot into a mavoi. Rabbi Yochanan said it's good enough to have one chatzer and a churva into a mavoi. We're going to now understand from that halacha over there with Rabbi Shalocha and Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha to Rabbi Shimon, even without the limitation of Rav of the Gzaira, how that affects us over here in our Mavoi. So now, the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha to Rabbi Shimon, bein irvu, bein lo irvu. Alma, therefore, what do we deduce from this? Lo gazrinan. There's no Gzaira. We don't worry about you taking kalim that were in your house to the next door chatzer. We don't worry about it. We say, you know what? Men are not stupid. They're clever beings. They understand the halacha. The halacha is chatzer to chatzer, no problem. House to chatzer is a problem. And therefore, house to chatzer, they won't do. Because they know that the reshut of my house and the reshut of my combined partnership in my chatzer is not the same. And that they won't make a mistake, says Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees. And therefore, if there's stuff in the chatzer before Shabbos, whether they made an Eruv, they didn't make an Eruv, there's no Gzaira. Stuff in the chatzer you can take to the next door chatzer. Stuff in the house you can't. So the Gemara says, just like there, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't worried about a Gzaira. Hachanami, so too, in our case over here with the Mavoi, lo gazrinan dil ma'ati lafuke mane de chatzer l'churva. Why is Rabbi Yochanan not got a problem with the churva? What's the problem with the churva? The churva is not ra'u l'diur. Or might be, it's not l'diurin, let's put it that way. So people aren't living in the churva. So therefore, churva, as not having diurin, don't make an eruv, a shituf mevo'ot. Now, they don't make a shituf mevo'ot, and my chatzer opens up into the mavoi, and this churva opens up into the mavoi. What did we think? We would think that you can't matir, you can't enable that mavoi with a lechi or the kora if a churva is opening into it. Why? Because people might use the churva to go, you might use the mavoi to go from their chatzer into the churva. And you can't go from a mavoi into a churva. Why? Because a churva is no diur, and they weren't part of the eruv. And there's no Eruv between them. There's no etc. whatsoever. So we might say, let's make a gzeira that if there's a churva into the mavoi, because you might go from your chatzer through the churva into the mavoi, your chatzer through the mavoi into the churva, let's make a gzeira and say, if a churva is part of the mavoi, you can't enable the mavoi to be used by lechi or korah, because guys will go from the chatzer through the mavoi into the churva. And we see Rabbi Yochanan isn't worried about that. Because when there were chatzerot, not a churva, chatzerot, people were living. Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't have to make a gzeira of going from one chatzer to the other chatzer, even if there was an eruv. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan isn't worried about people doing things that they shouldn't do. And therefore, so to over here, he won't gozer on you not being able to use the mavoi in case you schlep something into the churva. Clear? Right? Everybody happy? Robert?
Again, why can't you carry into the churva?
Because there's no Eruv in the Churva. There's no Churva was not Diul. There's no Eruv. It can't go into the Churva. Why can't you go into the Churva? Churva is it might be an unwalled area. It's got no people that aren't living there. Who made that? There's no Eruv in the Churva. You can't just go into a Churva. Remember, we saw a couple of daf ago, we had a case, there was a Chatzer, and a Churva in the middle. And we said, you could make an Eruv, or you could expand. Remember, we had the Tchum. If the Tchum went into the Churva, we had a case of that. I don't know if you remember a couple of daf ago. But a churva is not a house, not a chatzer, it's not an area, it's not for diur. Is there a Rashi here on afilu churva? Rashi doesn't say they would explain the din of churva. But look at the Rashi over here. Hachanami lo gazu at lafuke mani lechatz lechurva derech mavoi. Varei reshut acherati sheyesh la baalim uve mavoi lo nishtatfu. The churva didn't make a shittu for the mavoi. Because what's the, we don't need a shittu for the mavoi in a churva because no one living there. So because there's no shittuf in the mavoi, you can't go from your chatzia through the mavoi into the churva because there's no shittuf. And therefore we might make a gzaira. The Arbach says no gzaira. Shara eina oseret, kletani le'el bepirkin, eina oseret le'makom dira bilvat. See, the churva, because there's no dira, they don't have to make a shittuf because no one's living there. And when do you oser on my use of the mavoi? If there was a dira there and they didn't make an eruv. But a churva is not a dira. So they don't have to make an eruv. They don't oser on me if they didn't make an eruv. But Rabbi Yochanan might have made a gzaira, might have said there's a gzaira that you can't go through the mavoi because you might end up going into the churva which never made an eruv. And we see that, but the fact that he paskas like Shmuel and halachat Rabbi Shimon, according to Shmuel's kula, that he isn't gozer on going from one chatzer to the other chatzer, he wouldn't be gozer here either, and therefore he's allowing you to use the mavoi, even if there's a churva into it, there's no gzaira. Dahanu makom pita or makom neka. So now, Yativ Rav Brona, okay, I said five names, is the sixth name, which I forgot, there's a sixth name. Okay, so there's Rav Brona. Yativ Rav Brona v'kamel ha-shmaita. So Amar lei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, I think it is. Bar bei Rav? So Rabbi Eliezer says to Rav Brona, Bar bei Rav? You're a Talmid Chochem, a Yeshiva Bocha, Amar Shmuel Hachi? This is what Shmuel said. Okay, sorry, Rashi points out. Yativ Brona kamel ha-shmaita. What was he telling him? Tal neshmaita, Amar Shmuel le'el afilu bayit v'chatzer. That Shmuel, we now left Rabbi Yochanan alone. We now back to Shmuel. Remember, we had a mlochet Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said two chatzer, wrote with two houses in each chatzer. Shmuel said even one chatzer each, with a house in each chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan said even just a chatzer and a churva. Okay, so now he mentioned the shmait of Shmuel, that Shmuel is happy to only have one chatzer, one house, right? Buy it one house and a chatzer into the mavo is good enough already, right? And Rav Elazar is quite dismayed. How can Shmuel say such a thing? So he says, "Amala in." Yes, that's what Shmuel said. So he said, "Vaha mar hu da amar." But how can that be? Shmuel's the one who said, "Ein lanu eru be'eruvin ila kalashol mishnatenu." We go according to the Mishnah, the lashon of the Mishnah. What if she'al mavo ila chatzerot ke chatzer lebatim? Now, what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Shamavoy lechatzerot, daikinan lishne de chatzerot. What is chatzerot? Chatzerot is lashon rabim, is at least two, velo chatzer, not one. So you've got mavoy to chatzer like chatzerot. Mavoy lechatzerot, the Mishnah says. From one mavoy we're going to chatzerot. Just like from a chatzer into the houses, into batim, into two houses. So we see how the Mishnah says, one mavoy to chatzerot. One chatzer, two batim. So how can Shmuel say that one chatzer is good enough for a mavoi? To enable you to use a mavoi with a korah or a lechi, if there's only one chatzer. Shmuel himself was the one who said, we go after the lashon of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is pretty clear, specific. Mavoi singular, chatzerot, chatzer singular, batim, plural. So he says now like this, Rabbi Eliezer is quite upset about this. He says, so ishtik. So Rabbi Brona didn't know what to do. He kept quiet. Sorry. Got this arm. If you don't mind, make sure again. Isn't Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Brona speaking? Rabbi Rabbi Brona. He said to him, Achvelei. He says, Amalei, Achvelei Ushpiza. Show me where he lives. This Rabbi Eliezer is the Shmuel's house. So Achvelei, he showed him, Atlekamishmuel, and he came to Shmuel. And then whatever I said, but he said to Shmuel, did you say this? How could you say that? But you're the one yourself, Shmuel, they're talking to Shmuel, who said, yeah, we go after the Lashon of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, Ishtik, Shmuel kept quiet. So now the Gemara's question was, Kibble Mine, lo Kibble Mine? Rashi, did Shmuel have a gabe Rav? Did Shmuel now change his mind and go back and paskin like Rav, which Rav says to have these two chatzerot and two houses, or not? That's the Gemara's question. Right? So Toshma, let's try and prove from a scenario, bring a bright in and see, did he or didn't he? Shmuel says, there was a guy, Ivud Bar, who lived in a Mavo. Right? And it looks like he lived there by himself. And he made a lechi to able the Mavo to work. Vesharele Shmuel. And Shmuel said, this is 100% kasher lechumra. Gave him a gushpanka to that kashut on his mavoi. Now, after Rav Anan came, look at Rashi, there says, Lachar mot Shmuel, when Shmuel died, Rav Anan probably took over, he became the married Atra. Veshadei, and he tore down this lechi. He pila lechi, says Rashi, he tore down the lechi. So, Amar,
the ones who are against this Rav Anan, he's basically saying what it's. I'm elite, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't go from your mavoi because it's not technically a mavoi.
Right. According to Rav, let's say Rav says you got to have a mavoi which has to have two chatzrot entering that mavoi. Shmuel says no, one chatzer is good enough. So now I've got my house and a chatzer. I live on my own, right? And now my chatzer opens up onto a mavoi, and that mavoi goes onto the street. And I put a lechi up there, or a korah, and now I go from my house into the mavoi, into the lechi in the mavoi. Rav will say, what are you talking about? You can't use that mavoi. You can't carry that mavoi. A mavoi can only become a mavoi, which you can use a lechi for a korah, only there are two chatzerot into it.
Right, so that's my question. So it's considered a karmelite and a korah and a...
Exactly. Okay, sorry, exactly. So a mavoi is a karm, is got a din of karm. A mavoi, we say, is like a karmelite, unless you put a lechi in there. So if you don't put the lechi, that's a karmelit. You can't carry. So Rav will say to you, that remains a karmelit. Shmuel will say, no, you can convert it into shudayachid if you want. That'll be the machloket, right? So now here, Rav, this Ivor, this, what's his name? Ivot Bar Ihi, right? I've been calling him Ivor for purposes of our discussion, right? So Ivor over here, he's all happily set up there. And suddenly Rav Shmuel dies and comes along Rav Anan, who takes over and breaks the thing down. He says, what's going on? He goes and he tears it down. So Ivor says to him, Mavoa de Dayarne Bay, that's where I lived. Va'atina mishmei de mar Shmuel, va'atina de Shmuel. And I built it in the name of Shmuel, because Dan Shmuel gave me the Tudat Kashrut. What are you doing here, ripping it down? Niti Rav Anan Barav and Nishtemin. And you just come and throw it down. That sounds like Yiddish for a second. If you think about it, it sounds like Nishtemin. And you're going to just break it down. What's going on over here? Look at Rashi. Nishtemin. Yes, Yashlichenu Mimenu. Umishum Delo Habe Bay Ela Bait Vachatzer. Asar Alei Kerav. You decided to Paskin like Rav. Ah, Paskin like Shmuel. Right? So the Gemara says like this. Remember, we asked the question, did Shmuel accept the rebuke, right, of Rabbi Lazar, or didn't he? So the Gemara wants to say, from the fact that this guy kept his chatzer with his mavoi intact all the years of Shmuel, till after Shmuel already died, bottom line is, Shma mina lo kibla mina. He has proof. Shmuel didn't accept it. And Shmuel carried on, giving the guy a heter to use his mavoi. So it seems that we could have just ended off right now. The Gemara says, wait a second, no, maybe not so simple. Really, Shmuel was Makabel. So what was going on over here? How come this guy kept his mavoi? Vahacha was a little bit of a complicated scenario. Chazana hu da hava achil nahama beveite, vaati bebei knishta, Va'ati bayit bebeknishta. What happened? Really, this mavoi was only Ivor's house. We'll see this in Russian in a second. But leading on to the mavoi was also a shul, a beknishta. And there was a chazan, a shamus, who lived in the shul, worked in the shul. And he used to go home and eat at home with his wife. But he'd come at night and sleep in the shul. So now this is back to our original machloket. Do we go after Lina or after Achil? Is it Lina or Pat? What makes your home? Where is it? Your house. Is your house where you sleep or your house where you eat? So now, if this Beit Knesset leads onto the Mavoi, and Ivor's house leads onto the Mavoi, and people eat in the Mavoi, in the Shul, and we say eating is what makes your house into a house, then there were two houses here into the Chatzer, into the Mavoi. Sorry, two into the Mavoi. There was the Shul and its Chatzer, and Ivor's house and his Chatzer. Or even not even, there were two. So then we haven't got a problem. If where you eat is what's important, and you only sleep here, then where you eat at home and you sleep here, then the shul isn't considered another unit to add to the chatzer, to the mavoi, correct? That's the story over here. Look at Rashi. Ha'hu chazana, the third wild answer is up there. Va'hu mevo'o la'achi shar le'shmuel. It says it was his chazan, and for that mavoi, that's how Shmuel said it was mutar. The chazana hava achil nehama beveite. Shayalo makom achir, another place where he ate. Va'ati bayit bebeit knishta, tahave patuach lahu mevo'ah. And he came to the shul to sleep, and the shul was open into this mevo'ah. Va'hashte ki shadye, Rav Anan, and when Rav Anan came along a few years later and broke down the Eruv, lo have chazana bayit bahu beit knishta. What had changed? Something had changed. Shmuel was Makabel the Taina that you have to have two chatzot opening up into the Mavoi. And really there was a second chatzot, the shul's chatzot. And the chazan used to come and sleep in the shul. So long as the chazan slept in the shul, Shmuel said, no problem, we go after Lina, after where you sleep. We'll see that in a moment. Right? So he said, we go after Lina. And Achinami, the chazan eats at home with his wife. But he comes and sleeps in the shul. So therefore the shul's a house. And the shul's chatzer is into the Mavoi. And Ivor's chatzer into the Mavoi. So there are really two chatzer into the Mavoi. What happened was, the chazan stopped coming to the shul to eat, sleep. He got old and he slept at home. And that's when Rav Anan came along. And Rav Anan sees this Mavoi with only one chatzer now, because the shul's no longer considered a chatzer. And he gets angry and he destroys the Mavoi. Right? Ivor didn't realize that the reason that Shmuel enabled him to stay there after this criticism that he got from Rav Bronner and Rabbi Elazar's discussion, right? The only reason he kept him because of the chazan, but the chazan wasn't any longer, therefore the mavoi wasn't a kosher mavoi as far as the halacha was concerned. Looks like inside the Gemara. So he says, "L'olam emelach kiblu minei, v'hachi chazana hu dehave achlam bevete, v'ati bayit bevete," he used to come and sleep there. "V'ivut bar ihi," he thought ivut, "savar makom pitagarim." He didn't think that the chazan was a function of Yahweh, because he thought we go after where you eat. He doesn't eat, he eats at home. So it makes no difference if he's here now or he's not here now, because even when he was here, he never used to eat here. Or Shmuel at time, however, Shmuel thought differently. It's where you sleep. That's what causes your house to be a house. And therefore, Shmuel's whole reason was because there was a chazan there. I would have thought that it made no difference if the chazan was there or not, because anyhow, you go after where you eat, and the chazan never ate there. Rav Anan came along and said to Ivor in a nice way, right, you know, explain something to somebody nicely, you punch him, right? So explain it to him nicely, right? By breaking down the mavoi, that we go after where you sleep, or where you eat, and not where you where you sleep, and not where you eat. And therefore, so long as the chazan was sleeping there, he could use the mavoi. Once the chazan stopped sleeping there, there's only one chatzer, he can't use it any longer. I can't remember Amarav, mavoi shetzidoy charubet kochavim. You got a mavoi, then the one side of it is a Oved Kochavim. V'tzido Echad Yisrael, on the other side of Yisrael. So you see in Rashi, there's an Arsenal diagram in Rashi over here. You've got a Chatzah of Akum and then a Mavoi, and then Rosh Darabim. So the Mavoi opens up into, so there's a Chatzah of Akum into a Mavoi, and a Chatzah Yisrael into the Mavoi. But then there's another house of a Yisrael, a neighboring house, like let's say a Dumishpachti, a semi-detached. And that opens up the other side of the semi-detached straight into the Shuta Rabim. And between the two semi-detached houses, they've got a window. Okay, so that's the scenario. There's two semi-detached houses together with a window between them. The one semi-detached house opens up into a Mavoi. The other one opens up into Shuta Rabim. And that Mavoi, on the other side of the Mavoi, is a Goyim. So the Mavoi is common to Goyim and the one half of the semi-detached house. And the other half of the semi-detached house goes straight into the Shuta Rabim, not through the Mavoi. Now that Mavoi is open to Shuta Rabim, obviously, though the diagram in the ash says not, but it's Pashut that it is, because the whole idea of a Mavoi is it goes into Shuta Rabim. Okay, so you can, in this diagram of Rashi's, there's just a missing line over here. There's meant to be a door from the Malvin to Shurabim as well. So you can go to the Shuta Rabim, either from the Akum through the Mavoi to Shurabim, or the Chatzer of the Israel through the Mavoi to Shurabim, or the outer semi-detached house can go straight to Shuta Rabim, or they can go through the window into the other house, into the Mavoi, and then back into the Shuta Rabim, or the Jewish house can go through the window into the other house, into the Shuta Rabim. Okay, those are all the scenarios. So now, now, for some reason, the second half of the house would like to go through the Mavoi, so you would say, okay, let's make an eruv between our two semi-detached houses through the window, and then he can climb through my window, carry stuff, and go into the Mavoi. He says over here, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rab, you can't do that. Right? So, Amar Le'Abaye Le'Rav Yosef, Amar Avilu B'Chatzer, does he say that even if we've got a common Chatzer, is it only when it's through the windows that we can't make an Eruv? But what if we had a Chatzer one next to the other and we had a Petach through the Chatzer? Could we make an Eruv if there's a Mavoi with a Goy on the other side? Look at Rashi Avia. I skipped over now that draw, the diagram, the second wide lines at the bottom there. Amar Afilu Chatzer, Yisrael v'nochi darin ba, ubatei Yisrael etzel, batei Yisrael zeh, p'tuchot Yisrael rabim, v'lo b'chatzer, sh'asu l'arev derech chalonot l'otzi, k'elim derech l'ev, l'hachin achi chalonot, sh'ein derech b'nei adam, l'asop tachim d'lim v'el chatzer. Just one second. So Amar Le'in, yes, you're right. Why? Says the Ilo Amar, right? The Ilo Amar, Af b'chatzer, my teisak adatech lishne chatzer b'mavoi. What would you, if I didn't say yes, that even through a chatzer you can't, have I mean a timer, the rab, mishun neksav em avoi nitar b'lechi b'kro ad shiyu batim b'chatzer p'tuchim l'tocho. Look at Rashi, batim b'chatzer l'tocho. V'ach echad chatzer hu de p'tichelei. You know, at the moment, there's only one chatzer open into the mavoi. The dirat nochri lav shma dira. Because, then remember, we've got, at the moment, we've actually got two houses into the Mavoi. We've got a dirat of a goy and a dirat of Israel. But we've already learned before that a dirat of a goy lo shmei dira. So therefore, the goy's house we ignore for the purposes of Mavoi. Now, Rav, and we've seen a moment ago in Shmuel agreed with Rav, that you have to always have two chatzerot into a Mavoi, correct? And now, at the moment, we've only got one chatzer into a Mavoi. Why? Because the goys we don't consider a chatzer. Right? So look, go back a question now. He says, I'm going to buy Rav Yosef. Afilu Amar Chatzer, right? We said to him over here, even if we had a Chatzer like this, in other words, not a Mavoi in the middle, but a Chatzer in the middle. If we had a Chatzer between me and the Goy, is there a diagram anywhere?
Yes, in Rashi, there's a diagram.
No, in the diagram of Rashi, there's a drawing of the Mavoi. But I'm saying, do we have pictures anywhere where it's not a Mavoi in the middle, but it's a Chatzer in the middle? Yes, okay, if you look in your books, look in books page 81, right? So here, okay, here's a diagram. Look over here, I'll show you there. So there, we've got a goy's house and his own chatzer, and then a mavoi, and the Jew's house over here, and a chatzer into the mavoi. Here in this picture, you've got just the goy into the chatzer, and the Jew into the chatzer, there's no mavoi. And there's a house in the back here, and can we make an arrow between that house and that house to go into the chatzer? Or is it only when there's a chatzer into a mavoi that we say you can't make an arrow? That was the question. You got it? Right? It was if we're skipping a level. In other words, what's the question? He says, Amalain. He says, "The olo amar, my have a minute, have a minute time." What would we have thought? We would have thought, now, beforehand, why did Rav say you can't make an Rav, Amar Rav, Amar Shmua, Amar Rav? Why can't we go between the two semi-detached through the window? Because we have to have two chatzerot into a mavoi. And now because the goy steps out the picture, there's only one chatzer into a mavoi, then we can't use that mavoi. So we don't want you to go from house to house into the mavoi because you can't use the mavoi anyhow. Right? So he says, yeah, the same thing would apply with regards to a chatzer. Right? We would have thought it only because of that. So he says, but I understand, if so now, he says, no, it makes no difference. Even with a chatzer, you can't do it. It's not only because of the din of the mavoi. Right? So now he says, I don't understand. So now, why do I need the same halacha twice? Right? Maybe if you look at the previous amud, at the bottom of amud, gimel amud bet, what did we say? We said, Rabbi said, "At a time of the Rav, the cassava ain't mavoi nitar belechi v'kora ad sheyu bati b'chadu p'tuchim l'tocho." Rav already said in the previous place that we have to have a two chatzot into a mavoi to enable you to use it with a lechi or kora. So he says that. Right, so why is Rav telling me the same halacha again? He says, why would I have thought that? Because if you don't say it, you think the only reason he's saying it because of the mavoi, but actually the same thing applies to the chatzir. So he says, but Tart, tell me, why would I think that? Why would I need to have Rav telling me the same halacha twice? He already taught me that I have to have a chatzir, that I have to have two chatzir into a mavoi. Why would I think that that's the same thing over here and halacha is the same? So he says, no, it's tricher. We need to learn the same halacha twice. Why? The EE, just by the way, yes, we finished this year the Amud, the Daf, right? So we. A little bit shorter than normal, but I think I'm going to carry on to the Mishnah, right? So we might as well finish up to the Mishnah. So he says, "V'tati Rameli." He says, "Tricha, we need to learn this halacha twice. Why? The e mihahi, right? If it was just from the case over there where we learned Rav said Ayin Gimel that you have to have two chatzerot, Sava Amina, Dirat Oved Kochavim Shma Dira. I might have thought, you know what? This over here, Dirat Kochavim Shma Dira, is a Dira. And therefore, I can use this mavoi according to Rav. As far as Rav is concerned, when Rav said you have to have a two chatzot into a mavoi, I would have thought maybe a goy's house is good enough. And now I've got two chatzot into a mavoi, and I would have thought I can use this mavoi. That's why he comes along and tells me there's a goy's house and you can't use it either. To make the point that a goy's losh may dira. And it was just this halacha. We had already learned from Rav once before, right? It was just mihacha, right? Look at Rashi there. Hava mina lo yadana batim kama, right? Vimehacha. Hava mina lo yadana. Look at Rashi. Klomar imehai. From our scenario over here now, with the semi-detached houses into a chatzer, into a mavoi, and going to a mavoi, we see you can't make an eruv. Hava mina nehi debachatzerot shma inan minei debetray sagi. Understand when it comes to a chatzir, we have to have two houses. Midanaka tzido echad over kochavim ha tarvayu yisraelim shari. Aval batim lo yadana kama lekol chatzir. I would have known that I have to have on the one side a house, the other side, but how many houses into the chatzir I might not have known, right? Kamash belan batim train. Now I know that I have to have at least two houses into the chatzir. Kamash belan batim v'chatzirot. We learn batim v'chatzerot. Look at Rashi. Stam batim ishnaim, stam chatzerot ishnaim. So like verse as follows. Hashd amar rabba filu chatzer. So now that we know the Rav says the same thing applies, whether you've got a chatzer between the goy or a mavoi between the goy. Time at the Rav, what's the Rav's reason? The kesavar asu lasot yachid b'makom oved kochavim. Remember we've seen this before, right? What's Rav's whole reasoning for this? Is because now really, what have you got? Even though you've got the Jew on the other side, the other Jewish house, but opening to the Mavoi alone is how many houses of Jews? One house, right? You've got one Jew and one Goy. So now we think, what's Rav's reason for this? We could easily say, Lav Shmei Diyu, but that wouldn't be good enough. He says that Rav doesn't want you making any Erumia with Goyim, right? Bimkom oved kochavim. Look at Rashi there. Asu lasot yachid b'makom oved kochavim. Shlo yomed b'masav. She didn't learn from the goyim. Lefichach lo yarvu ele imo, velo yishtamshu imo b'mavoi. Kedei sheyeh yachid v'yireh min oved kochavim. Shlo yargenu v'yatze. Right. We don't want the goy there. We don't want anybody else coming involved. You can make no error. You can do nothing. The goy is there. The Jew's on his own. He's just one by one. He can't make any alliances whatsoever. And therefore. Rather be scared, pack up, and get out of there. Gemara says like this: Rabbi Yosef, ihachi. If that's the case, hayle de shamane le Rabbi Tavla. This you already learned this Rabbi Tavla, right? Rashi b'ha milta de Rav. We heard the Rav. The Amar oved kochavim, right? Oved kochavim. Trei zimni. Now so he says over here. Now he says now we suddenly understand what Rav Tavla said when he mentioned about halacha of Rav. We said Oved Kochavim, Oved Kochavim. He spoke about two aspects of Oved Kochavim. Look at Rashi. Oved Kochavim, Oved Kochavim. Tarte Zimne. Lo yadana ma kamer. We never knew what he was speaking about. Now we know. Look, he says, Hashtavada mefaresh lemilta derav. Right, now we can understand what Rav was talking about. Have a mavoi shetzir echad oved kochavim, when it's one side of the mavoi is a goy, and ma'avin oto kulo mishum da'ash la'asot yachid b'mako oved kochavim. So the one reason is, right, mishum da'ash la'asot yachid b'mako mikomek with one guy, la'ashon acher, chad le'mavoi, chad le'chatzir. Why did he say that loche twice? He mentioned about, Rav spoke about goyim twice. One was the din in mavoi, one was the din in chatzir. So we stand here that Rav spoke about two different halachas, whether there's a chatzir in between the goy you can't make an eruv, there's a mavoi in between the goy you can't make an eruv, and now it's all clear to us what he was speaking about.